Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, May 7th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Mindset Monday, people. You know that is one of my favorite days of the month. In my opinion, it's always such an enlightening show. We talk about some pretty amazing things, Cassandra and I do, and of course I would think so, but, you know, I'm biased, of course. But what I believe has been created here with Foxology, and particularly with Master Your Mindset Mondays, is an opportunity to explore and expand on how we think and how we don't think, an opportunity to listen to perspectives that could potentially be mind-changing and life-changing. And the more and more I talk to people, I don't know about you, but the more and more I talk to people, I see that we can get stuck in the way of ourselves and the way we think. And I've been there. I have. I don't just talk loud and saying nothing. When I look back, you know, being stuck is a scary place, because if I had not changed how I think, I'd still be stuck in a place, lacking perspective, lacking a worldview, lacking progress and certain aspects of success. And I can also tell you this, you can be stuck and not even realize it. And you know when something is stuck, you try to move it, to pull it, to pry it, and it stays stuck until you, you know, put in the work. And it's hard, you know, it's hard to remove it, but until you put in the work to remove it, you stay stuck. And our minds are like that, and sometimes our lives are like that too. It takes some work, as I said, to try to get ourselves stuck from a place in our minds and stuck from a position in our life. Good news, of course there is good news, is that we can do it if we put that work in. And I keep emphasizing work, don't I? Yes, I do, and I'm going to tell you why in a little bit. If you put in the pull and you put in the tug, you can get yourself to a better place of thinking and doing and living. Yes, you can. Today we will be talking about a place where a lot of people find themselves stuck, talking about dreams and trying to cultivate their dreams. It's pretty easy to dream up a dream, but where do we go from there? My radio BFF TV host and superstar RRR, I like to call her, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me as per usual for Master Your Mindset, and we're going to talk about your field of dreams. How does your garden grow? Hello there, Cassandra.
Silver Ray Fox. These are some of my favorite conversations as well. I love nothing more than contemplating life and possibilities and chatting with you and all of that. It is truly the way to grow one's field of dreams. I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about today, because it's something that a lot of people are doing now that, especially in the Midwest, winter seems to finally have released its grip as we approach Mother's Day. It is a very, very busy time for gardening. People are out at the different greenhouses buying plants and flowers and all of that to put in the ground and wait for the fruits and vegetables to grow, wait for the flowers to bloom and bud and all of that. Trees are breaking forth. Very understandable and logical thing, this gardening, right? Well, you talked about a field of dreams, and I think about gardening for the soul, planting seeds of desire. And it really is not unlike gardening. Gardening is a wonderful metaphor for life, because first of all, you've got to know the nature of your seed, right? You do not get sunflowers if you plant a daffodil bulb. You've got to know what you're putting in the ground to know what you expect to grow. No different than with our dreams. You've got to be very specific about what it is you want to grow or have manifest in your life in order to prepare yourself and the ground for your dreams to come true, right?
Mm-hmm.
So preparing
mm-hmm.
the soil.
Absolutely.
Right, preparing the soil is one of the things that you've got to do. And when it comes to dreams, unlike planting other things, this is really easy because the soil of the soul is receptive to any dream, to any seed of desire. It will grow anything. You got to plant it. And whatever process that is, I often suggest that people actually do get a plant with some dirt in it and a seed and put that seed in the ground. One of the things you'll have to realize very quickly is you've got to tend your garden. You've got to fertilize your soil. When it comes to the soil of the soul, that means you've got to feed yourself by reading, by having good conversations, by growing your expectation and your consciousness. You've got to fertilize your soul, your garden, your dirt, if you will. You got to water it, and you've got to weed it. Because one of the things that's really interesting, and I don't understand how this happens, but even in a house plant, if you put dirt in a pot and plant a seed for it to grow, or you've got plants that are growing, little bitty things pop up out of the ground. Now, clearly, I'm not a gardener, but this makes all the sense in the world. Little things pop mm-hmm. up, and those little things popping up in a potted plant aren't really going to hurt your plant that much. But when weeds pop up in your spiritual garden, weeds of condescension, other people's doubting, your own negative thinking, when those things pop up in your spiritual garden, you've got to get that stuff out. You've got to get that stuff
yeah.
out, because those things will choke off your seed of desire, will choke off your dream, will make you think that it's not going to grow, that you can't do it. So you've got to weed. You've got to fertilize. You've got to water. You've got to weed. And you've got to wait. Just like gardening or growing anything from a seed, it takes time. The thing that always fascinates me, Silver, is the wisdom of the soil. No different than the wisdom mm-hmm. of the soul. It knows exactly what to do if you will do your part. And your part really is minimal when you think about the miraculous possibilities held within any given seed, actual seed or seed of desire. It is so full of promise and miraculous. You think about a seed and it's typically hard. You think, like, how is anything wonderful going to come out of a seed that's very, very hard, right? But there's wisdom mm-hmm. in the soil. There's heat. And that soil is that the seed is there long enough for the soil to the seed. And within that seed begins to grow something. Now, if it's a plant, it's that plant. But if it's a dream, it's that dream. All of this is happening in the time that it takes, the waiting process. And you can't see a thing. You can't see what's going on underneath the soul, underneath the soil. You can't see. So you've got to trust it. You've got to trust, again, that it knows what it's doing, and it does. And that process takes as long as it takes. But too often, Silver, what do? We dig it up to see, is it growing? Is it growing? We take our dreams away. You're right. We take our dreams out of that sacred place of knowing, and we put them before our own doubting eyes. We put them before the eyes of someone who doesn't even have your dreams, so can't possibly know it like you know it, want it like you dreamt it, believe in it like you do. We dig them up and we see if it's going on course. You got to trust the wisdom of the soil. And all and throughout mm-hmm. that fertilizing and watering and weeding and waiting and trusting and facing and knowing, eventually, when the time is right, and the time is different for different plants or flowers, and especially dreams. But when the time is right, it will break ground. It's kind of like people say an overnight success, but those people who are often referred to as overnight successors know that their work and their dream and their process has been going on under the surface, under the covers, behind the doors for a very, very long time. And so I like to think about this, and it's a great, it's just a really great metaphor for someone to actually do. Get a pot, get some soil, and you know how they have like the little labels that you stick into the dirt? It can be my new house or my new job or my degree or whatever it is, and put it in there and put that seed in there and focus on, know the dream, but focus on growing a successful plant.
Yes, indeed. I like that. I like that. I think that creating a visual like that is very impacting, and those things really work. I mean, it does sound like a very simple concept, but if you're looking at that in a pot each day with those little stems indicating what you're attempting to grow, I think that's really powerful. I think that is really, really powerful. And I'm gonna go off of what you said a little bit about what I said in the intro about the work part of this. Mm-hmm. Because I did emphasize that. A couple of things were coming to me as I pondered over the topic today, and that was the aspect of work and faith. And when I said that often people get stuck, it's a process not just in this, but in many things where people get stuck. I like everything that you just said because those principles are accurate. Where people tend to get stuck is that when they're looking at things from a faith level, for instance, the aspect of faith is a powerful principle all in itself. And there are times when we are trying to accomplish things, God does not need our help at all. He just doesn't. And there are times where we really do, and I would safely say, In the greater aspects of life where we really have to roll up our sleeves and put work in to make things happen, if not actually to make them happen, once the process is going, we got to work it. And so I think it's important to have people understand when you have a dream. I thought about the movie Pretty Woman, and I don't know if you remember at the beginning and the end, there's this guy saying, everybody's got a dream. Some happen, some don't, but keep on dreaming. I love hearing that at the beginning of that movie. I've watched that movie a lot of times, and I just like hearing him say that because when I thought about the whole idea of what he was saying in relationship to the movie, and the fact that here's a prostitute that ends up being the love of life for Richard Gere, the wealthy businessman, the love of his life, I thought, okay, her soil initially probably would not have gotten her that dream that she ended up with. But she changed her whole perspective and mind once she got involved with this man and realized that she deserves something different and better. And it was her mindset that changed, seeing something different, feeling something different all in the course of a week. But I love that because, you know, so important to understand, as I mentioned too in the intro, about our perspective and our mindset about what it is we're wanting and needing and wanting to do. I also thought about something in relationship to myself, and you mentioned the degree when you talked about planting the seeds in the pot. And I want to talk about that a little bit because my dream to go to college came to me early in life. I was a good high school student. I was a good student all the time from the time I went to school. But I became a teenage mother. My college dreams got put on hold because never at that point when that happened did I ever think I would not go back to college, go back to get a degree. But the plan was interrupted severely at that point. And I didn't get to go back to school until I was, I think, around 26. And at that time, I, you know, got a lot of hours in, and life happened again, and I had to put that on hold. But again, never, and I mean literally never, did I think that I was not going to get a degree. I knew it was the desire of my heart to accomplish this particular dream. Well, I'm going to make a long story short. When I moved to Texas, I was fortunate enough to be entered into one of the top-ranking, very prestigious, elite Christian universities, Houston Baptist University, where I spent a lot of years in investing in my education. And it was just amazing. I call it the blood, sweat, and tears degree, but I had three majors, which is like having three degrees, which makes me think I don't need to go back to school ever again. But I worked on that happening, but it was absolutely holding on to the dream and actually getting to that last leg that took me a long time and a lot of, I'm telling you, truly blood, sweat, and tears getting it done. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, I wear it in my heart, on my heart, like a banner, because it's exciting to me that I was able to do that. And I'm saying that to say to people who have a dream, there's work involved. Sometimes there's you know, that cultivating and gardening, it can be interrupted, but the cultivation part of a dream is this, and like Cassandra was saying, you got to keep caring for that dream even though it's not happening visually. You got to still keep caring for it and caring about it and taking care of it in your own heart and in your own head to realize that that's what it's going to take. And as you said too, and I had this written down, that seeds don't lie. What you plant is what will grow. I could have planted a lot of frustration, and I could have planted I'll give up. I could have planted that's never going to happen. But I got that degree at 41. I did. Mm-hmm. And it felt just as great. Yes.
I'm sure it did. You said something very, very important as it relates to gardening and those things planted prior to their breaking ground. You said you knew. You knew that this is what you wanted. And I think that that is so important when it comes to growing a dream or fulfilling a dream, is you've got to not doubt, don't dig it up. You've got to not doubt the knowing. You've got to trust the dream. You've got to trust, again, the wisdom in the dream and the seed that you've been given. Now, the process, the work, as you call it, process, same thing, you don't always know. We don't always know what that is. We don't always know when it's going to make full, but I have lived long enough to see this thing for true, that if you do not give up and apply the necessary working, weeding, waiting, watering, fertilizing, doing the time, if you do those things, then it will happen. It's the law. It absolutely has to.
I love to go back to
it is the law. You're right.
it is the law. And it's, you know, our dreams sometimes feel so far away. And this is, again, why I think that a good exercise for someone who has not been able to realize something that they have sought after, I think it would be a very good practice to actually plant. And don't get a potted plant. Get a seed. Get some seeds and really do trust that, because in that planting process, in the time between the planting and the breaking of the ground, this tiny little dream or seed is going to do what it does in the soil, and eventually it's going to push through the top surface. I think about the strength of some of these seeds or weeds, dreams that push through concrete. Have we not seen blocks in concrete that are split by a little seed or a little a sprout pushing and breaking through? That is the power of seeds of desire. And if that can happen, our dreams. And but I think that we must not, in that weeding process, we must not doubt it. If you can focus on the work, I like the word process, the steps from 1 to 2. If you don't know what to do in a day, take a day off. But from 1 until, if you can focus on those steps along the way, never doubting the end. And this, I think, is probably, possibly the hardest thing, because in life so many times, everything and everyone will say what can't happen. And it's usually the stuff you really want to happen for you. But if you trust what you are doing and just work the steps, trust the process.
That's for sure. You know, I looked up to read today the parable of the sower from the Bible, because I think that there's so much. Of course, Jesus was talking about something totally different than we're talking about today. He was talking about people who hear the word and receive it or not. But I want to read it because I think there's an application there that can be used. And it says, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he scattered the seed, some fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 and 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. There's a lot there that if you pay attention to you know, we're kind of spinning it, and I don't like to do that too much with the Bible in the sense of taking away from what was actually being said. But to understand the principle of sowing, that is exactly what we're talking about. And there are reasons why certain things don't produce. And it does need to be good soil. And you mentioned all of that in all of what you said a little bit earlier of how we have to think and how we have to view it and how we have to take care of it in the way that we are responsible for. That's tending to our soil and making that soil good where it can produce exactly what we want it to produce. I was just saying we're talking master your mindset, and that is a critical, it's critical.
Well, one of the things that the parable talked about was throwing the seeds. So they might land in any random place, most that didn't work and some that did. And this is, again, when you've got a dream. We talked in past conversations about being pregnant with an idea, with a dream. And you don't throw that lightly. You don't, I love dreams and desires and inspiration, those things given to you in spirit are to be cultivated, are not often given fully manifested. They start out as an idea, and you've got to honor it, respect it, work it, trust it, cultivate it, and realize it. And again, like I said, I like the bait and switch because it helps you feel the kind. And if you think about it like something other than if you work the steps, if you chart out again what you know to do towards anything, and do those things. And the other thing about that is you say, well, I don't know every step to make, but you can't see from step don't know. Get into step one and two, and then you'll see step five and six. Or three, get into step three, and then you'll see four and five. If you don't, work step three again. You cannot, there is no wasted time when gardening Field of Dreams. There is no such thing as wasted time. We talk about praying a lot, and in that Jesus has already said yes, in that the answer is yes. Prayer prepares us to receive strength, to not have the negative thoughts or conversation. Prayer strengthens and prepares us to know and trust that which we have dared to dream, regardless of visual circumstances or anybody else getting it, liking it, not understanding it. That's what prayer does. Not that it does not have it's incredibly powerful. Because there's got to be a mental equivalent to receive the thing you want. It's very easy, especially these days, to say, well, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that, because we are bombarded with information and images. But until we have a spiritual mental equivalent to understand that thing, and that happens in the growing of the desire. By the time it happens, you're like, oh, I recognize this. I am this.
Well, you know what? We are at the end and we're going to have to wrap up, but that sure was some good, good insight. Some good, you sowed some seeds today, Cassandra. And I'm trusting that those who are listening, they were in a good framework of having good soil, their hearts and minds prepared to receive it, because it's a good thing, as I told you all earlier, that we talk about what we talk about because we feel it's mind-changing and life-changing. So, Sandra, I want to thank you again for all of that wonderful insight that you provided today. It's always extraordinary, and I appreciate what you share with me on Foxology, and I'm going to look forward to chatting with you again in a little while. But in the meantime, thank you, and thank you for being a sis and a BFF, my radio BFF, because we're going to keep doing this until, well, for whatever reason, we might not be able to. I don't know. We're going to hang in there, though, because I really do believe in it. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So thanks a million. I hope you have an amazingly blessed day. Any of you who want to check out Cassandra, thank you. You can do that at www.CassandraMcShepherd.com. You can also find her show streams live every morning, Monday through Friday, Real Milwaukee. She's one of the hosts there. It's on Milwaukee's Fox station from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and they just have a real blast there talking about stuff and showing all the stuff that's going around the Milwaukee area, so you may want to go ahead and check that out. I hope you enjoyed today's show, Dan, what it does really take to manifest our dreams and to take those visions and turn them into our destiny and all of that stuff that really helps us get to that place where we'd like to be in our life and living out loud. So take what you've heard today and put it into practice. I like that idea that Cassandra shared about the plant and putting the seeds in there. Try that and see what happens. But remember, you got to do it in good soil. Get your heart in that place of faith and belief that you can. And remember that seeds don't lie. You know, as I told you, I could have planted a lot of different seeds in my head about how I had failed or things had flopped and I couldn't do and this or that. But that's not what I believed. I planted the right seeds of faith and it got me where I needed to be eventually. And remember to care for that dream, because you can make it happen. Keep caring for it as long as it takes until you see what you have said you were going to do. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I appreciate you, and share the show with your friends on social media as well. There's always something really enlightening and empowering and exciting to get here. So in the meantime, I hope you have an amazing day as well. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.